Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Meseches Me'ilah is dedicated anonymously in honor of Rabbi and Mrs. Yaakov Metz. Rabbi Isai, we are excited to inform you, our dear listeners, that at the upcoming Shas Illuminated Siyum HaShas, which will take place in Lake Terrace in Lakewood, New Jersey on December 15th, we will proudly honor the dedicated Talmidei Chachamim who have been instrumental in spreading Shas Illuminated to every corner of the Torah world. We will be honoring as guest of honor and the Amudah Torah Award Rav Aaron Sorsher Shlita. In addition, we will be honoring all of the other Shas Illuminated Magidei Shir with the Harbotzes Torah Award. Many of the Magidei Shir will be gracing us with their presence at the Siyum HaShas. To place an ad in the journal in their honor, or to register for the Siyum, please go to shasilluminated.org/Siyum, that is shasilluminated.org/Siyum, or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427. We look forward to sharing the Simcha of Kavod HaTorah together with you.
Ne'ilah Da'af Tes. Today's Da'af, we start with the conclusion of the previous sugya. So the Gemara brings a raya. The Mishnah in Zvachim says you can be mefagel b'shas mitzui. Or it says you see that mitzui is ma'akiv because the mitzui is not ma'akiv and it's not at all related to machshavas pigel. So the Rashash asks that even if mitzui is ma'akiv, but there's also the hazah. There are two parts of the zrik of an oif. There's mitzui and hazah. So why lemaisa could you be mefagel b'shas mitzui? Even laman d'omar mitzui is ma'akiv. Here is machlokes in Zvachim and Menachos for Meir and the Chachamim. If mefaglen b'chatzi matir, or in mefaglen b'chatzi matir. When the hazars of pnimiyos, when all of them are ma'akiv, so each hazar is called a chatzi matir. And if you're the Chachamim, if you only mefaglen one without being mefaglen the other, the carbon is not mefugel. You need to mefaglen all of them. So even on the side that mitzvah is ma'akiv, but it's still not better than a chatzi matir. So how can you be mefagel? And it's doichak to say that the Mishnah in Zvachim, a stam Mishnah, is going like Rav Meir, that holds that mefaglen b'chatzi matir, because Allah will hold that ain't mefaglen b'chatzi matir. So the Rashash says that referring to a case that you also did a figol b'shas hazo. You were already mefaglen b'shas hazo. But the Gemara's medayik for the Mishnah, and that we also need the pigol of Shas Mitzvah. Why is that pigol important? If Mitzvah Chatzoy is not ma'akiv, so the pigol of Shas Mitzvah is irrelevant. It already was mefugal from the Hazah itself. Elamai, you feel that Mitzvah is ma'akiv. So therefore it's not good enough, the pigol of the Hazah. We also need the pigol of Shas Mitzvah. That's the Rashash turns the Gemara. It's far a level of the doichak. Mashmoyis of the Gemara is the opposite. That if mitzvah is ma'akev, that it's enough to be mefagel with the mitzvah. If mitzvah is ain't a ma'akev, then that pigol is irrelevant. The Rashash is forced to learn that the Gemara means that you're mefagel not only in Hazah, but Mishkam to say that you're also mefagel in the mitzvah. Also the Chazan Ish in Zvachim and Siman Yuzayin also learns this pshat in our Gemara. Gemara means that you were mefagel also b'shas mitzvah. However, in Rashi, it's not this way. Rashi, in the terrace of the Gemara, and the Gemara says, "Letzdadin katani." Says Rashi, "The Rambam calls letzdadin." Me'achar sheloi pigel v'hazah le'moti mefagel b'mitzvah. The mitzvah ain't a ma'akiv. That since you are not mefagel in the hazah, so now you're not able to be mefagel in the mitzvah. If you're the terrors of the Gemara, then mitzvah ain't a ma'akiv. It's mashma clearly in Rashi, and the mantu amr mitzvah is yema akiv. So the mantu mitzvah is yema akiv. So even though you're not mefagel in the hazah, you could be mefagel in the mitzvah. So the Rashi comes back to the question of the Rashash. So how are you able to mefagel in the mitzoy if you're not mefagel in the hazah? So the Mikdash David and Tzimin Zayin Tiv Katan Hay and the Lakutei Halachos, they both say the same teretz. That if mitzoy is ma'akiv, then it's not a chatzimatir. It's an independent avodah. because mitzui and hazah are two separate maisim. Hazah is taking the dam, is being far away from the mizbeach and holding the bird and shaking it so that the dam gets to the mizbeach. That's hazah. And mitzui is taking the oifen and pushing it on the mizbeach. That's mitzui. They're two separate avodas. It's true both of them get the dam to the mizbeach. They have the same end result. The dam hits the mizbeach. But we can still look at them as two separate avodas because each one is a separate action. It's an independent action from the other. And therefore it's considered a matir shalim. Just like shechita, kabbalah, halacha, and zrika, each one of them is a matir shalim. So to hazah and mitzui, even though both are related to getting the dam to the mizbeach, but because each one is a separate action, is a separate avoda, then it's considered a matir shalim. That is their teretz. It's very nice teretz. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Mem Dalet of Katan Vav also has to say this, that hazah and mitzui are two separate avodas, each one is considered a matir shalim. But the Minchas Chinuch changes his mind. He says that we don't hold that svara. Why not? He says the Minchas Chinuch, we find that in the Gemara, and among the Amar Shiraim Akvin, and also the Shiraim is called a Chatzi Matir. The Zrikas and the Shiraim are called a Chatzi Matir. You need to mefagalin all of them. He says the Minchas Chinuch, even the, also there, it's two separate avodas, two separate actions. One is taking the dam and throwing it on the mizbeach, or touching it with your finger by achatos, and the shvicha shirayim is something separate. You're pouring the dam on the yisoid. It's a different act. And yet the Gemara says that it's called a chatzimatir. So he sees as Minchas Chinuch that even though they're separate actions, because the goal of both of them is getting the dam on the mizbeach, then it's considered a chatzimatir. That's his proof. That we only focus on the result and not on the different actions. In Mikdash Dovin and Lukut HaLachos, we have to say that here it's the actions are more separate. It's one is azami rachayik, one is taking the life and squeezing it out of the mizbeach. That's mamish two separate actions. Shenkin there, all the whole action is just a dam by the dam gets the mizbeach. You put it there in different ways. Here's something different happened to the oif itself. Something different happening to it. And that's why it can be considered each action to be a matir shalim. This is the end of the sugya of mitzvah chatzis oif. We now start the next mishnah. This mishnah is a sort of synopsis of many of kachim. A view into many different karbonos, what happens at each process along the way, each step along the way, what their din is, like Mi'ila, and like other chalak. So the Mishnah starts with Oila Sa'if. Mishnah says, Moilin Boach Tetzi Labeis Hadeshen. Mashmai says the Mishnah that there's Mi'ila in the whole life. Ach Tetzi Labeis Hadeshen. However, in the Tesefta and Perak Aleph Halacha Gimel, we learn that it's not entirely. That doesn't mean that there's meal in everything. I just take to the base addition. Because already the murah and the noitza of the oif has, they're yatimi de meila, b'shas zrika, b'shas mitzui. And there are parts of the oif that you take out. And the pasuk says, hishlach oitzai, El mizbeach kedma, you throw it away. The coin that stands on the mizbeach takes out the murah on the night and he throws it to the side of the mizbeach. So those things are yotze midei mi'ila as soon as you do mitzui. Now if we're in the Tesefta, the gears in the Tesefta is not so clear, but that's how the Chazon Yecheskel explains the Tesefta. And the din is mefurish in Temura and Daflam Medalet, end of Temura, that there's no mi'ila in murah and naitza after mitzui. So why not? So Rashi in Temura says, "Farnasis mitzvasei." As soon as you've done mitzvah, you've already finished the mitzvah of the murah of the noitza. Even though the mitzvah, the murah, and the noitza need this mitzvah hashlacha, need to be thrown off the mizbeach and land on the side of the mizbeach. But Teis and Yuma and Daf Metes and Medes Sifzer Maskel Baharei, at the end of the long Taisa is there. Taisa explains, because it does not need Big De Kahuna by the throwing of the Murah and the Neitzah, therefore it's not considered an Avodah. Only things which need Big De Kahuna are considered an Avodah. Taisa obviously got this from the Gemara by us. And the flip side, the Gemara says that by Hutzat Adeshe, because it still needs Big De Kahuna, therefore it's Big Dushos Sekoi, so Taisa has made also the opposite. The things that do not need Big De Kahuna are not Big Dushos Sekoi, and they're Yotzim Yidei Mi'ila. Derech Agav, we see in the Kudi here, this Negeat, that we spoke about in the first Perek, that we spoke about the Mi'ila of Basar. The Basar is Yotzim Yidei Mi'ila B'Shaz Rika. So we spoke about many times, two different drachim to understand that. One is because it's Chala Shas Hetro L'Koyahanim, and Reb Chaim said we don't need to come out of that. It's enough that it's this kind, this Rika of the Karban, to be Yotzim Yidei Mi'ila, even though there was no Shas Hetro L'Koyahanim. Like by Zrika Shalabim Koyman. Here, this Murah Noitzah is a smach to the Sheet of Reb Chaim. This Murah Noitzah, they are Yotam Yidei Mi'ila from the Shas Zrika. Rashi explains because it's Nasin Mitzvah. I had their own mitzvah, that mitzvah does not need Big De Kahuna, that's not an Avodah. Mamish, like we see here by Murah Noitzah, we could say also by Achilas Kotshim. It's true the Kahanim need to eat it, but the Achilas Karbanas does not need Big De Kahuna. So, therefore, it's enough with this Zrika, that it's not says mitzvasoi, to be moitzi midei mi'ila. And we should not need anything more. You don't need dafka Zrika materis. Once it's niskayin, the Zrika of the carbon, in the Zrika, and then it's considered not says mitzvasoi for all the halakim of the carbon, except for the imurim, which still need haktara. Things that don't need more avaidas of that require big dikuhuna. All those other halakim of the carbon, it's enough with the zrika that the carbon in general is called nas mitzvasai, and therefore it works and might see all the halakim yidei me'ila. Like we see here by Rav Anoit, so that would be the svara to say also by Basar, and that is the svara of Reb Chaim. Now go right here in the Mishnah, the Paraman Yisrafim, the Rashash is Ma'irer, that the Mishnah says, talks about the me'ila of the Basar. The Mishnah does not refer to the me'ila of the Emurim. They also a murim by Paraman and Srafim. And they should have mi'ila until Teitzel Beis Hadeshen, like the other cases in the Mishnah. And by Oila and the murim of Chatos and Osho. How come by Paraman and Srafim it does not mention there's mi'ila until the Teitzel Beis Hadeshen? So Rashash wants to answer the Chiddush. Says Rashash, the Paraman Pnimium, they're different than other emurim, and they do not need Trumas Hadeshen. Or Eitzot Hadeshen. These dinim were said by Karbonis, said by Oila. And you cannot learn out Parman Yisrafim from Oila, you need Trumas Hadeshen. Like the Gemara says in Zvachim, opinion of Rav Shimon, there's no pigo by Parman Yisrafim, because the Torah is Megala pigo by Shlomim, which is a Karbon Chitzoin. We're not able to learn out a Karbon Pnimi. Similarly, it says Rashash, also Trumas Hadeshen. The Trumas Hadeshen was said by Oila, which is the Korban Chitzoin. You cannot learn out Paraman and Zorfim, which are Korban is Pnimium. And if there's no Trumas Hadeshen, the Mela, there's also no Mi'ila, until it's Yutach HaBasar, until it's Yetzel Beis Hadeshen. That's the Mi'ila of Yetzel Beis Hadeshen is based on the fact you need Trumas Hadeshen. That is the Chiddush of the Rashash, very nice Chiddush, in the Makar Samar Mishnah. However, in the Sefer Makar Baruch, like Beis Min Yudalid, he argues on the Rashash, he's Medag in the Rambam, that also Emurei Parman Yisrafim also have Me'ila, Achietel Beis Hadeshen. Why the Mishnah left it out needs explanation. Rakoponim, the din he holds that there is Me'ila in the Emurim, Achietel Beis Hadeshen. Before the Mishnah, that there's Me'ila in the Basar, Achietach HaBasar. Basar gets fully burnt, then there is Mi'ila. At this point, it's Nasim Mitzvasai. You finish the Akhtara, you finish the Shreifa, sorry. There's nothing left to be done. So Pshuta means that it's not considered Kachim anymore. You finish the whole din of the Shreifa. However, in Zvachim Dav Kuvav, there's Machlekes Tanayim. How, until which time are Paraman Yisrafim Mitami Begadim? When you're burning them, anyone that's Isaac in the Shreifa is Mitami Begadim. until what point is it still hard that the coal, that the pyre is being burnt? That someone that's now comes in, because he's in the Shreifa, becomes Tame. Once the pyre is entirely burnt, so then he's not Tame anymore. So, Reb Shimon says, Achiu Techavosar. And the Chum say that even afterwards, there's still Matami Begodim, until it's Nasa Efer. So we see from the Chachamim that it's still considered the Shreifa of the Parim. Even after you took Chavosar, until it's Efer. So it could be that our Mishnah is more like Rav Shimon, and the Chum arguing on our Mishnah. It would be possible. But the Rambams were not this way. The Rambam in Perkei Parah do a pasuk like the Chachamim. It's in time to go to Machi Yotze Efer. And yet, if it was in the Eidl, the Rambam says, there's an Eidl in the Basar, at you to Chavosar. So the Shah is what's Pshat. Is it still considered the Shreifas HaParim? Is it Nasi Mitzvasi when it's Yutach HaBosar? Or is it Nasi Mitzvasi Achi Yase Efer? So in the Grama Levi, in Bergbez of Me'ila HaLachadalir, and in the Briskarav, in the stencils, increases the Avav, they say that it's Muchach from this Rambam, the Nasi Mitzvasi doesn't mean that there's nothing left to be done. That it's entirely finished. You finish the Din Kodesh. Right, here at Yutach HaBosar, it's called Nasa Mitzvah, there's no more Me'ila. And yet, there's still something left to be done. It's still Matami, the person that's being Isaac in the Shreifa. It's still considered the Shreifa of the Parah. Elamai Nasa Mitzvah means that it's enough in this kind of din of the Karban that it's just Me'ila. The Karban was Niskadish for at Yutach HaBosar. You don't need to do more than that. So that's already called Nasa Mitzvah. But as long as it's still being burnt, it's still a kiyum of Shreifas HaParim. Before that, it's still Kodesh, even though it's Nasis Mitzvasai. It's still called a Karban, that it's Shaykh the Shreifas Parim. It's a shame of the Parim Apnemia. And for Tumah, that's enough. For Tumah, it's enough that it's considered a Kodesh, in order that it should be Metame. Shengen Gabi Me'ila. For Me'ila, as long as it's finished, the Iker Mitzvah of the Karban, then there's no more Me'ila. Going back to the Mishnah, talks about an oila. The Mishnah says that once you do the zrika, so then you're chayim mishum pigam lechivatame te'ein moyalin ba'iritz. So the simple way to read the Mishnah, that's what Tosfos earlier in Daf Ches Amud Aleph reads the Mishnah. And what it means to say is that after zrika, there's no me'ila na'ar. Until zrika, there is me'ila na'ar. But the Zerika is mighty the R, midei me'ila, because it's matir the R to the Koyanim. That's our Tosfos, Daf Ches Amud Aleph, the Rebbe Maskel v'HaKoyanim, reads the Mishnah, Lefiz as before in the Mishnah, that there isn't me'ila in R until Zerika. It's also the opinion of Rashi in Zvachim, Daf Kuf Gimel Mebez, in Rashi in Rosh Hashanah, and Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph, and arrive it in Perak Vav of Me'ila Halacha Beis. However, Taisus in Yuma Daf Nun Tesamid Beis says the following: Tikun Rabbanan Meila Aor Shum Delekam Meila Deraisa Ela Bebaser. Taisus says there's Meila De Rabbanan by Or. Me Deraisa Meila is only by the Baser. It's also before Taisus in Chulin Daf Kuf Yud Zayin. So it seems that they learned the Mishnah differently. They learned the Mishnah saying that there never was Meila in the Or, not that after the Zerika Ein Meila in Beiris. But even lechatchila ain't ma'il in Bairis. There's no me'il in Or. That's also the mashmash in the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos over here. That's the way he learned the Mishnah. The Rambam says kvar yodata shedvar teira ve'ora oila shula koyin ulefigach ain't ma'il in Bairis. Cause the Or goes to Kohen and therefore there's no me'il in Or. Also the Rambam in Hilchos me'il never brings down that there's me'il in Or. So the Takanas Ezra, or in the Rambam, Berak Beis, Halacha Beis, I've been this in the Rambam, asked the Takanas Ezra, why is it different than a Shofar Shel Oila? Before in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Chavches. There's a Me'ila in the Shofar Shel Oila. Even though there's no mitzvah to do with the Shofar, because of the chelik of the carbon, so there's a Me'ila. So why is Or different than Shofar? Says the Takanas Ezra, that the Shofar is Roila Krav of his man when it's Mechubar to the Oila. The Mishnah says in Zvachim that the atzamos egidim and karnayim et lafayim. When they're attached to the oila, you can be makter them. Mechubar and yalu. Only when they become detached, you cannot be makter them. But as long as they're attached, you can be makter them. So because there's a way to give them aktara, there's a possibility of aktara, therefore they have me'ila. Now she'in kein, the or, which never has a din of aktara, or always needs hefshit, he never has time that it's carbon to carbon. Therefore there's no me'ila in the or. Even though we find that there is me'ila in the basar, it tells Riga there's me'ila in the basar, because the basar also has a kiyum and kachim. Koyenim oichlim v'ayilim miskapri. So that's why there can be me'ila in these things. But according to opinion of the Rambam and the Tayyid and Yuma, Me'ila is only when this thing itself, this chefza, has a possibility for some kium in kachim. Hakrav of mechubar nyalu, or achilas kohanim. But that, this in itself, that it's a chilek of the korban, does not give in me'ila. That's the opinion of Taisus and the Rambam. But Rashi, and Taisus and Me'ila, and the Ravid, hold that there is me'ila. Seemingly they hold that there's me'ila in just the fact that it's a chelik of a korban. Because the korban itself is kachi Hashem, so me'ila, all the halakam of it are also called kachi Hashem, until Zrika. The whole korban is a korban of kachi Hashem. L'charis machta, this is what we mentioned earlier, from Murah and Noitza. Murah and Noitza have me'ila, even until Zrika. Even though their mitzvah itself is not a sibah for me'ila. Once you do zrika, they're yotamidei me'ila. But the fact they're connected to the carbon, they're part of the carbon of noila sa'if, that's what gives them me'ila. That's the heart of the pshat in Rashi, and says by us, although there is me'ila in Ar. However, in the Ravid, it's mavur, a different mahalach, and why there's an me'ila in the Ar. The Ravid is mavur because the Ar goes to kohanim. Anything which goes to Kayhanim, that itself is a Siba for Me'ila. We spoke about this earlier in Daf Gimel and Beis. Shita Mekubetz is there. By Chumas Lach Meitoida, that there's Me'ila, according to the Shita. Because it's Nechal to Kayhanim. He said there, the Yisoid from Menachem Zemba, Pshat in this din is, the Shita, the Ravid, that even though when the Kayhanim are actually Zoich in it, and it's Yotimidei Me'ila, but until the Kayhanim are Zoich in it, Then there is me'ila. The Kohanim wear two hats. One is as a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kider gavoya. And one is the kohen as a person, as an individual, as a hedyot. So until the zriko, we look at the kohen, then it goes to Kohanim, really going to Hashem. And the Kohanim are the shlichim to receive it. But once the kohen is actually eating it, actually using it, then it's already yotam v'chal kachi Hashem. That's what the Rav told. There's me'ila in the Ara until Zerika because it goes to Kayhanim. But after the Zerika, then it's Yatzimidei me'ila. Another point here, in this din of Oila, so the Basar has me'ila even after Zerika. Because it has din Aktara. So even after Zerika, it's still aiming for mitzvah, for Yuchad Hashem, for mitzvah's Aktara. However, Tesis is printed on Abchetz Mar Aleph. Tesis Pshat in our mission, Divra Maskal, In Moilin Ba'iris. He says, Tesis, Tevi Akar Shein Yisrak Doma, Zocha HaMizbeach BeBesara, V'Havalei Katshe Hashem. Now that you have done Zrika, so now the Mizbeach hits the Basar. It's Mashem and Tesis that only after Zrika there's Me'il in the Basar. Because now that you did Zrika, now there's Din Aktara in the Basar. But that cannot be. It's Mefurish in the Mishnah. The whole carbon has me'ila as soon as you're makdish it. So the reason that they were have me'ila after Zerika, l'chayra, is that Pasha, they never lost the original me'ila. They had me'ila as soon as you're makdish it. And by them, the Imurim of a chatas or the basar of an oila, it doesn't lose its me'ila at the time of the Zerika, because it still has a mitzvah. That would be the simple pshat. But Moshan tells it's mashma that now the mizbeach is zerich in the basar. So it's mashman this, the Takanis Ezra brings from the Sefer Ner Lamor Simendalil Divrei HaTesis says that La'olam, the original me'ila that the Basar had, is over. Once you did Zrika, that me'ila is finished. that me'ila was the din of the carbon, that the carbon needs zrika. And that's finished when you do the zrika. And now there's a new mitzvah in the Basra of Anoila and the Emurim of Achatos that they have me'ila now for their new reason, because now it's chalim on the mitzvah of Akhtara. Because of the mitzvah of Akhtara, that's why they get it in me'ila. So until zrika, the me'ila is mitzvah the din of the carbon, just like the Basar of Achatos and Oshem have me'ila until zrika, even though the zrika itself will be ma'itzit midei me'ila. So the zrika beforehand is that it's shaykh to a carbon, and the carbon is kachi Hashem. That concludes with the zrika. And then we have to look what happens after zrika. We've done in each piece by itself. The basar kachi kachi, it goes to kayanim, so it does not have me'ila. But the murim of kachi kachi, or the basar of an oila, they have a din aktara, so now there's a new din me'ila, mitzvah din aktara. That is the Hashmoyis of Taisus, and that the Sefer Ner Lamar learns this Pshat in Taisus. That's the, also in the Yagi Arye from the Baal Teres Roim, the Mekbracha, here in the Sefer and his Sefer Yagi Arye and Me'ila. So, he also Medag this from Taisus, and he explains about Peter B'chaim, like we've mentioned, that the Me'ila until Zerika is Mitzvah the end of the Karban. And the Zerika completes that in. Then you need a new reason for Me'ila. Derech Agav, kind of there's some chidushim. And we saw in the first parak some types of zrikas that work to be mighty basar kachim kachim midei me'ila, but not to be kavei muri kachim kalim midei me'ila. Like zrikas pigol, according to Taisus lahalacha, it works. The basar does not work for the imur. If we go with our Taisus that holds that the basar of an oila has two sibas of me'ila, one mitzad the carbon, another one mitzad the din haktara. So it would come out that when you do mefagel in an oilon, then it lost the original me'ila, because it's enough zrika to yimaiti mitzad the din me'ila of the carbon. It's enough kiyum zrika by zrika's pivot. But because it's lemaisa zrika psula, so the imurim do not become a siachid lemitzvasa. So lefiza, not only by imurim kachim kalim will they not have me'ila, but also by imurim kachim or basar oila, also will not have me'ila. Which is a fascinating chiddush. And you can have basar oil without me'ila. The first zrika was mighty from me'ila. The zrika was mighty from me'ila, but it was not chashuv enough of a zrika to be kaveya for a new din of me'ila. That the chiddush would come out from this tesis. The Chana Sastra brings a tesis in numerous places, says not this way. Tesis in Zvachim Daf Memhei says, it's possible there's me'ila and basar oil. Original me'ila never left them. Teza Menachem Zayin Tes says that the Zrika does not do anything Lagabi Me'ila by Emure Kachi Kachim. Only by Emure Kachim Kalim, but by Emure Kachi Kachim, the Zrika does not affect their din at all. So similar to Teza in Zohan Daf Pei Dalet. First, also Mucha, this from Teza Leiran Daf Yud and Me'ila. It's problematic that our Teza will argue with all these Teza, especially if there's a Teza in Me'ila that holds this way. So, Lamaisa the Tzayin Kachim and the Karen Eir already learned in the different Shana Taisis. Taisis doesn't mean to say this din. Taisis is all a hemshich with the din of Eiris. Taisis says that the Zriga works, that the Eiris are Yatamidei Me'ila, but the Basar still has Me'ila. The Zacham is Me'ach of Basara, and it still has, there still is a Tzarech Kavoya in the Basar. It's different than Yatamidei Me'ila. Taisis does not mean to say that it goes out and comes back in. Now we do not have mefurish in Taisus to say such a thing. Also, another makar to this in the Ne'er Ma'ar is the Rambam Pirush Mishnayis at the end of the first perek. Rambam says that Ma'isa Damim B'Kachi Kachim is L'Hakel U'L'Hachmir. Rambam says the L'Hachmir is that it's Kaveh De'Imurim B'Me'ila K'moy Shehoyu. So in Mashmoyis the Rambam is also that it gives them a new din me'ila. That's a from Riyat to read together Rambam. The Rambam says, gives them me'ila k'moy shehayu. They had until now. Imagine the Rambam, that also this din me'ila they have is not an entirely new din. It means that it still has me'ila, the Zriga still has me'ila, it's not yotim me'ila, it's not moitim me'ila me'ila by emure kachi kachi. We now go further on in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, that by the shtei alechem, the karmu panel batanur, There's a question about the next word, if Argeris lina or not. So Rashi and Rabbeinu Gershom and the Shita say that we're not Geris lina. Why? Because they bake the Shtei Alechem on Erev Yom Tov. So Ba'akorchah, that the Afia was not Mekadesh, the Gabi lina. If it would be Mekadesh, the Gabi lina, then it would be Nisal on Yom Tov, and it would be Potzel. So therefore, in the Mishnah, we're not Geris lina. It's in the first, in the Mishnayis, in Menachos, in the Afsariyeh, in Dafkuf, they would bake it on Erev Yom Tov. The Rabbeinu Gershom and the Shita add on, if we are Geris lina, that what it means is that after your Makriv, the Kvasim, then there's a Psolina on the Shtei Alechem. But the Afia itself of the Shtei Alechem is not Mekadesh Lagabi Psolina. However, Tezan Avchas Manalat Divir Maschel Karmu says that our Mishnah must hold that the Tanur was a Klisharis and was Mekadesh. Because if not, then why is there Kiddush Lagabi the mincha before your, it's in the klisha race. It's not nifso with these things. So the town of our Mishnah must hold that the town is a klisha race. So if so, then it has to be nifso belina. Because once it's in the klisha race, then it's nifso belina. They baked that in Erev Yom Tov. Says, Tan of our Mishnah must hold that they baked it on Yom Tov. That fear is Deicha Yom Tov. Because if the Tan was a Kli Sharis, and you bake it on Erev Yom Tov, it would be Nifso Belina. In Cain, then it's a fear is a Tzirich of Shabbos or Yom Tov. That it should be baked by Bayoim. So it has the ability to be Deicha Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's the Gemara in the end of Perak Rabbi Shmuel, Menachos and Nafayim Beis and Beis. Mandamar Tanur is Mekadesh. They baked it on Yom Tov, or on Shabbos, by the Lechem upon him. So Maisa, like, this place is really, based on the Gemara Menachos of Daf Tzadihei. The Kolach Yizoyin has it. The Gemara there has to steer in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the Afi was Bifnim. So the Gemara is Medaik from that, and it must be that it's a Kli Sharis, and that's why you need to make it Bifnim. Because the whole Maisa Kli Sharis is Bifnim. And yet in the Sefer of the Mishnah, it says that the Shtei Alechem and the Rafi was not the Ichas Shabbos. Ask the Gemara that if the Tanur is a Kli Sharis, that's why you need Rafi Bifnim, there'd also be Nifso Belina. So how could you make it an Erev Shabbos? So that's the story the Gemara asks. Rava says there, Hiksha Adam Shukasha Kibarzal. To give all the Kakasha. That's the Gemara there in Menachos of Tariyeh. What does that mean? So Tzai says Menachos there. It means Misha Shonazu, Lo Shonazu. In the Chanani, Sustir Arishal Seifam. If you hold the Tanur as a Klisha race, then it's Doicha Shabbos, and it's Bifrim. If you hold the Tanur as not a Klisha race, then it's Bachutz, and it's not Doicha Shabbos. So that's what says in our Mishnah, it says in our Mishnah, Melech is Mekadish Lagabe. And Lina, but see that it's a Kli Sharis. And maybe it's also Deicha Shabbos and Yom Tov. But Rashi and Rabbeinu Gershom seem to have a different halacha in this. That's, Gemara Menachos is not before that this the Pshat is that Misha Shonazu Lo Shonazu. They seem to have learned a different halacha. And even though it's, the Tanur works, Lagabe, Tzful Yom and Mechosu Kippurim, and that you need to do it with him, and yet it's not Deicha Shabbos. And there's no psul lina. Question is, what's the pshat? How do we get such a mahalach? So three drachim and achrayim had explained this. A lot of them are going to explain this here in the Rambam. The Rambam we have the same steer like we have in our Mishnah, Rashi and Rabbeinu Gershom. Rambam writes in Parakei Tmidim Musafin that, like the Mishnah Menachos, that a fear that you bake the shtei lechem and the lechem upon him bifnim kishara Menachos. And yet the Rambam writes there in Halacha Yud, the Nafi is not Deicha Shabbos and Yom Tov. It's the same problem. If Nafi is Bifnim, it means the town is a Kli Sharis. So if you bake it in Erev Shabbos and Yom Tov, there will be a psul of Lina. So the Halacha Mishnah writes, over there in Perek Tev, Tmidim Musafin, that the Rambam learns the Gemara Menachos differently than Thesis. The Rambam learns the Tanur Mekadesh Ksas, the Einu Mekadesh Lagamri. It's a little bit of a kiddush in the Tanur. Ein mekadosh yivasa belina, av mekadosh yitayaf yosa bifnim. Not lagavi lina, but yeah, lagavi that you need to be bifnim. The Karen Oyren Menachas Afnunim Beis also writes a Gdolach HaMishnah. And then he says the Karen Oyren that this, we don't know what the explanation of such a thing. How do we get to such a chiluk? If the Tanur is a klishari, it's not Mekadosh Lagamri. If not, not. If not, it's not Mekadosh at all. Where do we get that it works halfway? So, now we come to Malach number two. The Mikdash David in Simin Gimbos of Katan Aleph. The diagnosis of Rashi and Amir Gershon by us, that the Tanur was not a klisharis like a regular klisharis. Rashi and Amir Gershon say that it's like shchita. That's the reason that the Tanur is makadish. Why do we need to give examples of shchita to explain why the Tanur is makadish? And they also say more than that. They say that it's tchilas tikunai. And Tchilas Atziyasai. Why do we need all this explanation? The Tanur is Mekadesh because it's a Klisharis. Says the Mikdash David that the Oila on the Tanur is not a Klisharis. But it's a new type of Kiddush. The beginning of the creation of the Mahalach of something is Mekadeshit. Even if the thing that's being done with is not a Klisharis. Well, what's the aside? When you make something roi for its avoida, that itself is makadishit. Like by shchita, there are many shchitas are reshaining that shchita is not, the sack is not a klisharis. Because you're starting the avoida, you're making it roi for its din to be makrivit, so that's makadishit. So that's how Rashi Meinu Gershom holds about the Tanur. The Tanur was about not a klisharis. But because you're misakin to make it lechem, and that its din is to be miskadish when it's lechem, then that works lagabe mechusar kippurim and tfuliyot. With this, the Mikdash David says we answer the question that Taizus asks: that if a tanur was a klisharis, why do you need karmu paneh of a tanur in order to be mekadesh it? As soon as you put it into the tanur, it's mekadesh. Elamai. Here it's not working as a klisharis. Tanur is not a klisharis. It's only the tchilas tikunai is what's mekadesh, and that's where you need it to be lechem. Meila, this kiddush works for tful yom and mechusar kippurim, and it's not work for lina. For lina, you need it to get a kiddush and a klisharis. Only with that, you're going to get a nisal, but is a nisal b'lina. But to have this pasuls of tful yom and Mechusar Kippurim, it means it has to be shaykh to what it is. It has to be shaykh to Kodshim, to its mitzvah. So that, we already have, when it has a krimas panim, even before it's put into a klisharis. That's Malach HaMikdash David, also Shlomo Haiman, Chelek Aleph, page Kuf Ayin Ches, also learned on Derech Zeh, in the Inyan of Tanur. And the third Mahalach, we have in the Merkavas HaMishnah, it's made in Musafin over there, and the Briskarav and stencils in Menachos of Tzarivav. They say that Lamais HaTanur is a Klisharis. If so, why does it not have a Pesul of Lina right now? They say yes, said in Lina. Lina needs him to be a carbon. He needs to be Roy LeMitzvase right now. Everything needs to be set in place in order that it have a Pesul of Lina. Lina says, go makrifit right now. Until everything is not in its proper place, then it's, there's no psul of Lina. So Mamela, Shtei Alechem, they still need the Shechitas HaKvasim. It only happens on Shavuots. Until Yontif itself, the Shtei Alechem are not right to be done with them, they're Akrava. The Lechem upon him needs to be put on the Shulchan. Until everything is set in the place and ready to go, not a psul of Lina. The din of Lina b'yisayin is a din to be makrifit. Rashi says in Pesachim Daf Ayin that as horas Lina sitzivu yachila. Rashi is talking about Korban Pesach. Eat it. But Rashi says the Torah tells you don't leave it over. Means go eat it right now. So Mela also lagabe the akrava. And only when something is right for akrava is a shaychan in the ashar of Lina. Because the ashar of Lina means go be makrifit right now. So until the lechem apanim is on the shulchan, the she'al lechem are with the kvasim on yontiv morning, until that time, it's not shayich the psul avodah. That's their mahalach. So kapanim, we had three mahalachim here. The lechem mishnah, the karenayra say it's mekadosh v'miksas, that really being masbir. Rashi, sorry, the Mikdash David, Rishon Lachaimin say that the Mahalach is, that it's not a klisha reis, but the Tchilas HaTikon is Mekadesh, that's his Mashem and Rashi. And the third Mahalach is the Merkev submission, the Brisker Rav, that it was a klisha reis, but the Psul of Alina is only, what don't think is entirely Roy to do its mitzvah. We now go right in the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Ma'alechem Aparim, and also, it's nifsal kremit upon him. Tzuliyom chusukipurim ubelina, and belina is in parentheses again. Same question as before. So here, Rabbeinu Gershom tells us an interesting thing. Rabbeinu Gershom says they're not gerus lina. Why not? Because it was nechal mi Shabbos l'Shabbos. And if you are gerus lina, and it means that after the time of its achila, then it's nifsal belina. So the Lashon of Rabbeinu Gershom here is before. Fascinating chiddush. The lechem apanim you eat for a week. Be Shabbos l'Shabbos. You have a regular mincha you eat for a day and a night. But lechem apanim is eaten from 1 week to the next. Find this also in Rabbeinu Yoina, in Avos. The Mishnah there says that there was no psul in the lechem apanim. There's Rabbeinu Yoina in Perakei Mishnah. Hey. A name to be psul, loy v'yotiv loy belina. You need to eat the lechem upon him in the week after it was taken off the shulchan. And if you ate it the week after that, it was left over to the week after that, then it'll be nisavalina. So before Shabbat Yoina, that the psul of lina by lechem upon him is after a week. You could eat the lechem upon him the whole week. So this is a fascinating chiddush. The lechem upon him is like a mincha. The mincha is like nechal yom v'layla. Yet Rabbeinu Gershom and Rabbeinu Yoina hold that it's different dinim than a mincha. It could be eaten for a whole week. See from this that it's not a regular mincha. It has its own dinim. Lechem upon him has its own dinim. It's its own type of carbon. It was put on the shulchan. The Gemara does say that it's dinim minochis. For the fact that the haktaras habazichin is like the haktaras hakoimetz, the silik habazichin is like the kmitza, in the process of the seder akrava is like that of a mincha, but the yisoid lechem apanim is not a mincha; it's its own carbon, its own type of carbon. We also see this about the achilah of the lechem apanim in an opposite way. The Rambam in Perushim Mishnayis in Menachos and Daf Yud Gimel and Beis says the lechem apanim is nechal b'yoyim ha-shabbos bilvad, only on Shabbos. Teis Yontiv asks from Mishnah later on in Menachos and Daf Tzadi Tesamim Beis that if Yom Kippur is on Shabbos and you cannot eat the lechem apanim on Shabbos, so the lechem was given out on Matzah Shabbos, Matzah Yom Kippur. That's when they eat the lechem apanim. We see that the lechem is nechal liyoyim v'layla, like a regular mincha. And how could the Rambam say that it's only Nechal on Shabbos itself? So amazing, the Rambam in Perush Mishnayis there in Menachos and Daf Tzadi Tes, on that Mishnah, which says that you eat on Matzah Yom Kippur, the Rambam says the following, Halechem Nechal b'yoyim ha-Shabbos im lo yimona ha-tzoyim. Unless Yom Kippur is on Shabbos, and that does not allow you to eat it on Shabbos, then the Lechem is eaten only on Shabbos itself. So when we've warned the Rambam, that Avada Yom Kippur is on Shabbos, you can't eat on Matzah Shabbos. But in a regular Shabbos, you have to eat a dafka on the day of Shabbos, and not on Matzah Shabbos. But Manashach, if this mana achilav lechem upon him is only on Shabbos itself, is afterwards, it's nifsal belina, how can you eat it on Matzah Shabbos? Elamai, this man achilav lechem is liyayim v'layla. So then, in Cain, what's the inyan lechatchila to eat a dafka on Shabbos, unless Yom Kippur is on Shabbos? I believe the explanation is that Ravid says in his Hatzogas on the Minyan HaMitzvahs, Ravid asks, how come the Rambam does not count the Achilas HaLechem upon him as a mitzvah b'fnei atzmoi? V'achalu b'makoyim kadosh. pasuk says to eat it. Besides the din of regular achilas menachas, the Rav holds there's a unique din of achilas lechem upon it. So before in the Ravid, that the two aspects of eating the lechem upon it, one is mitzad dinei menachas, and one is mitzad dinei achilas lechem upon it, has its own mitzvah of achila. So, and the Rambam argues in terms of the counting of mitzvahs, it's not one of the tariag mitzvahs by itself to eat the lechem upon him. The Rambam does write in the Sefer HaMitzvahs that Shesivanu lahasim lechem upon him b'fnei Hashem tamid v'yeichlu akoyanim halechem. The Rambam puts as part of the mitzvah of the lechem upon him is that the kohanim eat the lechem. So meaning it's even according to the Rambam there is a unique aspect of achilas lechem upon him. Just question is the Rav holds that it's called the mitzvah b'fnei atzmoi. The Rav holds that it's a different aspect of the mitzvah of a lechem aponim. But aponim, both the Rav and the Rav agree that the achilas lechem aponim has a unique aspect of achila besides the regular din of achilas menachas. So mainly we could understand the sheet of the Rambam that there's a mitzvah to eat lechem aponim on Shabbos itself when you can. Because the mitzvah of achilas lechem upon him is afghan Shabbos. The mitzvah of eating the lechem as a regular mincha, that's liyem v'layla. So the psul of alina is only after that, because it's still kosher to eat it as a regular mincha. But the unique mitzvah of achilas lechem upon him is only on Shabbos itself. That would seem to be the opinion of the Rambam. So, upon him, both in the Rambam, and in the Rabbeinu Yoyna, we see that there's a unique aspect of achilas lechem upon it. Rambam holds that it minimizes it only on Shabbos, and Rabbeinu Yoyna holds that it extends it to apply the whole week. Rabbeinu Yoyna to mavur that there's no psulina bechlal, that it's the zin of lechem upon him supersedes the din of the mincha, and it counteracts it. We no longer deal with the din of achilas menachas. We only look at it as mitzad the din of achilas lechem upon it. But in the Rambam, we could say that both aspects are true. It has the din of achilah of lechem aponim, and also the din of achilah of menachas. And the mitzvah is to eat it, mitzvah the din of achilah of lechem aponim, dafka on Shabbos. The Mishnah goes weiter, but menachas says the Mishnah, moilin b'koimetz achetetzi leveis adeshen. There's meal in the koimetz as long as it's burning, and then when you bring it to the beis adeshen, like the emurim of regular karban. So the Rambam says in Perush Mishnayis, Kvar yadato shehakoymetz hu kamo yeimurim lazevach. Hashirayim yeim kamo yibsar lazevach. The koymetz is like eimurim, says the Rambam, and the shirayim is like the basar of a karba. So this Rambam is well known. The Rambam writes this in Perush Mishnayis, in Menachos, at the end of the first parak, and at the beginning of the second parak, hakoymetz v'alavayinu lemincha keimurim lazevach. Koymetz and levayin have the aspect of eimurim. But why does the Rambam chash on that over here? What's that important to our mission in Me'ila? And if the Kaimitz would not be like Emurim, it's only Zaktara. And the Kaimitz is the matir of the carbon. And the din of the matir is to makter it. Why does the Rambam need to tell me that it's like Emurim? So the Chor L'Psham the Rambam, say from Mincha Shleima here, a Masber like this. The Rambam at Shver, why is there Me'ila Achieti Al Beis Hadesha? Hare, Gemara says in Menachos, the Chavav Medvez Machloikas, Koimitz may Mosar Matir Shirayim Ba'achila. Either when it's Moshla Arba Miksosoi, or Moshla Arba Ruboi, once Roiv of the Koimitz is burnt, then the Bailim get a Kapara, and the Shirayim are Mosar Ba'achila. So Mitzad Adin of the Matir, it's enough. You already Mekayim, the Akravas HaMatir in the Koimitz, when it's Moshla Arba Ruboi. So why is there Me'ilat Yetzi Labeis Adeshen? If the whole aspect of the koimetz were just to be a matir, and nothing more than that, then once you finish akravas hamatir, then there would be no more me'ila. Elamai says the Rambam, that the koimetz has another aspect besides being the matir. Koimetz also is like a murim lazevach. Koimetz has an aspect that we need akhtara, but is not only in order to be matir. So Torah wants the koimetz to be mukter. Just like Emurim has a din of haktara, even though it's not a matir. Emurim just their din haktara is that they should the whole thing be burnt. The basar ha'ayla has in that the whole thing should be burnt. So too, the Kaimetz has then that the whole thing should be burnt like a Murim. We want the Akhtarah because we want the Akhtarah in and of itself, besides the aspect of the Matir. That's why there's Mila, you tell Abis Hadashim, when you finish the Akhtarah of the Kaimetz in and of itself. So we can shmak up shat in the Rambam. We're now starting the Sugya Sagamara of Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Rav, Banana Mefer Tapuach. Maisa, this Sugya gets us very into the concepts of Trumas Hadeshen, the dinim of Trumas Hadeshen. Mar talks about Me'ila, Trumas Hadeshen, and Haitzuas Hadeshen. From here, it's a little bit of a window to get into the whole topic of Trumas Hadeshen. We'll dedicate a separate shiur for the topic of Trumas Hadeshen and Haitzuas Hadeshen in general, and also what's in the get to this Sugya. Right now, in this year, we're just going to talk about it, the Kitzur Mamish, the Machlokes Rav and Rav Yochanan, and we'll leave more aspects of the topic of Trumas Hadeshen and Haitzuas Hadeshen for the separate shiur. In the Machlokes Rav and Rav Yochanan, the Chazon Ish in Zvachim Simchov explains that the Machlokes is about the Geder of Haitzuas Hadeshen. Is Haitzuas Hadeshen a din that the Deshen needs to be taken out? The Deshen itself requires Haitzah. Is that the din of Haitzuas Hadeshen? Or the din of Haitzuas Hadeshen is a din mitzad the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach needs to be cleaned off. If you leave all the Deshen on the Mizbeach, there won't be any room on the Mizbeach, and it won't look nice. The Mizbeach is full of Deshen. That's why we need to take the Deshen off of the Mizbeach. So the Chazon Ish, that's the story of the Machlokes. If it's mitzad dinei Hadeshen, so that's why there's Me'ila. Because it's not yet finished the mitzvah of the Deshen. If the din of Haitzuas Hadeshen is b'yisoid, only mitzad the Mizbeach, the Deshen itself does not need to be taken out. So the korban and the efer was finished its din when it's finished being burnt. Now it's finished. And now it's just Mizbeach needs to be cleaned off. But that's not a reason that the Deshen should have meila. It's very, that'd be very geshmak amachlikas. However, we find as long as the Chazon Ish, we find in Rashi al HaTorah. Rashi in Parshas Sav says, "Poiti es hadeshen atover betapuach, ve'ein mokom ma'aracha moitzio misham, ve'ein ze choyvak bechol yoyim." Rashi says it's not a mitzvah every day; it's only needs to be done when there's no mokom in the ma'aracha that requires you to do Haitzuas Hadeshen. So Rashi is clear that the din of the Haitzuas Hadeshen, it's only a din mitzad the mizbeach; it's not a din in the deshen. In that halacha, we hold like Rabbi Yochanan. Not Rabbi Yochanan, halacha Rabbi Yochanan. We hold like Rabbi Yochanan that there is a me'ila until Haitzuas Hadeshen. So how does that work? If the me'ila comes from the fact that it's a din in the deshen, Rashi holds that it's not a din in the deshen, it's a din in the mizbeach. And yet there's me'ila. So in Rashi, you have to say that even though the requirement, the machayiv of Haitzuas Hadeshen is the mizbeach, that's the reason that the Torah tells us to do Haitzuas Hadeshen. But Lemaisa, the thing that you're acting upon is not the Mizbeach, rather the Deshen. The act, the Avoida of Haitzuas Hadeshen is not done in the Mizbeach, rather it's done in the Deshen. So Memeila, there can be Me'ila until you do Haitzuas Hadeshen, because it's still B'kdushasekoy until Haitzuas Hadeshen. That's what we have to say, and that's Rashi. Now, the other aspects that as we mentioned, we're not getting into right now. We now go to the Gemara on Amud Beis. The Gemara brings the Mishnah in Zvachim. Kulon shepaku me'agabi mizbeach lo yachzir. Chin gachela shepaku me'agabi mizbeach lo yachzir. Ha'agabi mizbeach yachzir. When it's on the mizbeach, you do return it. Why are you returning it? For Haitzuas Hadeshen. So the fear of Yechanan, the Gemara says, makes sense. It's to return it for Haitzuas Hadeshen. On the mizbeach, you turn things for Haitzuas Hadeshen. When they fall off, then there's no din to be machzir for Haitzuas Hadeshen. So we have here a middle din of Chazara. Before there in Zvachim, Nafivav, there's a mitzvah called Adure Poikin. When a korban in the middle of its haktara, if it jumps out of the fire and falls on the floor, so then there's din to put it back up. Even from the floor, you're machzir it. But this kacheles does not have that din. It would fall to the floor, and its mitzvah is over. But when it's on the mizbeach, and it falls to the side of the mizbeach, then you put it back in. What's this middle din? If it's not the din of Adurei Poikin. So what is it yet? So the Chazon Ish, Zvachim Simen Chav, says that this din of Chazara is Minasvara. When something is in the middle of that Ketorah, it's still on the Mizbeach, so you could put it back in. If it has anything to be accomplished more, putting it back in the Mizbeach, and you put it back in, especially if you're hoping the Ketorah Mineyu Bey. When it falls off the Mizbeach, then you need to give it a new din Ketorah. The Brisker Rav says, the din of Adurei Poikin is a new din Ketorah. That's only when it falls off the Mizbeach. As long as something is on the Mizbeach, so it's not a new din Ketorah, it's Pasha concluding the first din Ketorah. That's very gishmak. The Ma'aseh Teis in Zvachim is in Daf Pei Gimel and Daf Pei Vav is mavur that this din also needs a pasuk. Teis says there are two psukim on Adurei Poikin, one on the Mizbeach, and the second one came to Mechadish. Even when it falls off the Mizbeach, it's still din of Adurei Poikin. Akopanim, even if there are two psukim, but together is different. Together the first one is still in the middle of its Akhtara. So we conclude the Akhtara. And the second one is to give it a new din Akhtara. Now that it fell off the Mizbeach, it needs a new din Akhtara to put it back up. Another point here on this Paku, Rashi says, V'lemayri b'gachelas de'imurim, elo b'gachelas de'itzim, k'omar. Yeh b'gachelas de'imurim, havi chayiv l'achzir. So Rashi, the Mishnah cannot be talking about emurim. Because if it's by emurim, then even if it fell off of the Mizbeach, you have to put it back up. Elamayim is talking about eitzim. And that's why there's no reason to put it back up. So why by emurim do you have to put it back up, says Rashi. By the emurim, it's not to finish their mitzvah until trumas hadeshen. That's why you need to go put it, to go return it back to the Mizbeach, even if it would fall off to the floor. So Elamai is talking about a gachelas of eitzim, where there is no din of trumas hadeshen. The old din is only hoitzuas hadeshen. And that's why when it falls to the floor, you don't put it back. There's no din of Adurei Poikin for Hoitzuas Hadeshen. But when it's on the Mizbeach, then you just put it back in. Like we said, you're still in the middle of Akhtara. Then you could put it back in. With this, Rashi answered the question of Taisus. Taisus here asks a question that maybe the din of Chazara is because of Trumas Hadeshen. And therefore, even Rav would agree that you have to put it back. Why is there a Chachat Rav Yechanan over here? Fi Rashi to Miyushuv. Because there's no din of Trumas Hadeshen on Eitzim. We're talking about Eitzim. Eitzim have no din of Trumas Hadeshen. Their whole din has Hoitzuas Hadeshen. That's why only with Rabbi Yochanan we understand why you put it back. But with Rav, there's no din to put it back. That's the heart of the source of the Shmaitza of Rashi in our Mishnah. Rashi in our Sukkah. The Maitza, this Shiddush of Rashi, we find also in the Ritva and Yuma and the Chof Mebez, Shein Reb Chaim Kohen. There's no din of Trumas Hadeshen by Eitzim. Also in the Teres Kohenim, in the beginning of Parasha Sav, also Mavur like this, that it's only by an Oila, but not by Eitzim. There's no din of Trumas Hadeshen by Eitzim. However, the Ravid there in Teres Kohenim learns not this way. The Ravid learns what the Teres Kohenim means to say, is that you have to take also from the Emurim. You can only take Eitzim when you do Trumas Hadeshen. But one is allowed to take part of the Trumas Hadeshen can be from Eitzim, according to the Ravid. But Rashi seemingly will have learned the Teres Kohenim differently. The Teres Kohenim was coming to say that the whole din of Trumas Hadeshen is only to take from Emurim or Basara Ayla, but not from Eitzim. Eitzim are not Roy for Trumas Hadeshen. We see another Chiddush in Rashi that there's also a din of Madurei Poikin to be Mekayim Trumas Hadeshen. That's a Chiddush. The Eilat Shloimei asks in the Shema Mishnah in Zvachim. Mishnah says that a varv shepokum al mizbeach la'achar chatzos lo yachzir. Hare, you normally do not do Trumas Hadeshen before chatzos. Only on Yom Kippur we do Trumas Hadeshen at chatzos. But in most days you do not do Trumas Hadeshen until Kreis HaGever. So if so, why is there no din of Adurei Poikin in order to make in the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshen? That's a question that the Eilat Shloimei asks on Rashi, which is a big question. We now come to the sugya of Tashlumei Me'ila. So this is really one talk, place in the Masechta where this topic comes up. Tashlumi Me'ila. Let's talk up firstly one point about Tashlumi Me'ila in general. The Ikar Chiv of Tashlumi Me'ila Teis in Ksubas Avlam and Mabei says that it's Midin Tashlumi Gzeila. Teis there is Mechalik that when a person eats Truma B'Sheyig, then it's Tashlumi Kapara, Karen and Choymesh. Shengin by Me'ila, it's Tashlumi Gzeila. To pay back the money that you stole from Hekdesh. The Tzlach in Psachim Daf Chavtes says a fascinating chiddush that Kili Bid Rabbinay does not pater a chiv Me'ila. Person is chayim to pay to Hekdesh Me'ila, Kili Bid Rabbinay does not pater. Tzlach bases this as a question on the Mishnah in Krisus. Now, if you're given one base, that Yesh Eichel Achila Achas, V'chayim Alei Chamisha Arba Chatois V'Asham Echor, person eats nicer, amongst other things, eats chayev mi'ila. The mayor says that in my Shabbos, v'yitziyu b'fiv, you're also chayev for Shabbos. Ask the Tzlach, why do we not take him lebid ram mine? It's before in the Gemara in Pesachim, and Daf Chavtes, that when a person eats chametz of Hekdesh on Pesach, the fear of the Chunya ben Hakone, that we say, kim lebid ram mine by kares, so he's potter from paying the tashlumi mi'ila. And Me'ila is also Potter in the Korban Me'ila. The Korban Me'ila only happens when you also pay Tashlumi Me'ila. So let's say the same thing. When a person is Chayiv Anoitzah for his eating, so he's Chayiv for Shabbos, so that should Potter the Chayiv Me'ila that there is. That's the big question of the Tzlach. The Ksais and the Nestivis also deal with this question. The Tzlach says that there's no din of Kimei Bidramine for to Potter Tashlumi Me'ila. Explains the Tzlach. Rashi in Bav Metzia Daf Tzadi Aleph says that the din of kimei b'ramine doesn't patter you entirely. You're still chayiv latei zedei shamayim. Just bezin can't force you to pay. That bezin is kedei risha. So we can only force you. We can only give you one risha. We can't punish you twice. But b'dei shamayim you're still mechuyev to pay. Says the Tzlach. If that's the case, in Me'ila, which is a tashlum in l'shamayim, then there's no din of kimei b'ramine, because shamayim always mechayev you to pay in kimei b'ramine. So also by tashlum me'ila, when the chiyuv is a chiyuv l'shamayim, so there's no pter of kimei b'ramine. That's the chiddush of the Tzlach. Sugim Sochem explains differently why there we don't say the svara. That's the chiddush of the Tzlach. So this Tzlach is a tremendous chiddush. It's such a big chiddush that I do not understand it. And I found the Sefer Zahav Mishva on the Tresa Rashba in Psochem. And the bottom is the Aderes wrote a Hagoyz on the Tresa Rashba called the Zahav Shiva. So he already asked this question on the Tzlach. That there's two types of things of what we call L'chiv Latei Zedei Shamayim. We have in numerous cases, like a Gemara says, Groma ben Izakin is Potter, but Bidei Shamayim are Mechuyiv. It means that Bidei Shamayim, you're still Mechuyiv to something to the other person. That in Bezdin is not Mechayiv you. It's not enough Vechiv in Bezdin, and we can be Mechayiv you. But if you ask Kadosh Baruch Hu, he'll tell you to pay. We have that in numerous cases also again. Hamafkin about this. So that's also what Rashi means there in Bava Metzia, that by Kimah B'Ramine, you're not Yotzei Yedei Shamayim, meaning the correct thing to do. Good people will also pay back money. That's the word of Rashi there. But Me'ila doesn't mean that. Me'ila doesn't mean that if you want to be a good Jew, then you pay back Tashlumi Me'ila. But if you're not too interested in being a good Jew, then you don't have to pay Tashlumi Me'ila. Chas v'sholom. Tashlumi Me'ila is a chiyuv mamin. There's a tzvi on it. The person that tzveya is shamayim. But there's a tzviya. More so, the Gemara says in Bava Kama, that when a person has a re'alei monu lebedek habayik, bias, osi gizbar, and his tzveya can be gave the karka. The gizbar, working as a shliach of Hekdesh, has the right to be tzveya. It's a regular dinei chayshem ishbar tashlumi Me'ila. Normally, the person when you pay Chosh Mishpat, you pay to your friend. Here, you're paying to Hektish. But there's a real Tevei and Mitzvah. You can't just say, I don't want to do it. When we say by Kinev Ramine, you're Chayev Latei Zedei Shamayim, if you want, you can say, I don't want to. And that's fine. No one is going to force you to do anything differently. But the Shlumi Me'ila, there's a real Chiyuv.
So if so, then avada this kima bidram b'nei patras. Normal tashuna meila is the chiyuv to hekdish, and kima bidram b'nei says there's no chiyuv. So avada this is tshayach, then kima bidram b'nei. Tzlach ben mezah sarach b'yarav. You don't understand the tzlach. Now we get to the gufa sugya here. Gemara says that you, that Levi says you pay ketores. Taizim Menachos asks that from the Gemara there in Daf Nun, before that Yochid cannot bring ketores. How does Levi say you bring ketores? The answer is Taizvus. That Levi means is that you're Baisha the ketores of Tzibur. You don't leave it as your own, but you give it over to the Tzibur. Another point here is that the name of the Chaimesh. Gemara says that Yosef Yavi Chatosai. So Rashi does explain that to mean that you pay the Keren and the Chaimesh to Chatos. Also the Rama passes this way in Perek Dalet of Me'ila. So all of them that the Chaimesh goes the same place where the Keren goes. However, the Rush in Shita Mekubetis and Krisus and the Chavavim and Beis says that the Chaimesh goes to Nedava. So what's the pshat in the Rush? Why does the Chaimesh go to Nedava? So the chayr that needs in here is a need of what the getter of Tashlumi Chaimesh is. We spoke about this on Daf Beis. Is the Chaimesh its own kapara? Or is it part of the kapara? Or Chaimesh is a teisefes on the keren? Lashon HaTayis and Ksubis is that it's a teisefes on the keren. So if it's a teisefes on the keren, then Avada goes where the keren goes. But if the Chaimesh is its own Tashlum, it's kapara, then it could go somewhere else. However, it will still have a steer in Rashi, because we spoke about that Rashi and that Beis holds that Chaimesh is because of the Kapara, and added to his Sofa and Keren. Here Rashi holds that it goes to the same place that the Keren goes. So the Chaimesh here, this is a different sugya. Here everyone should agree that it goes to the same place the Keren goes. Because that is the fact that you pay the Tashlumi Me'ila to the same Kodesh, Teres Kodesh is out of the Pasuk, is Asher Chotem in a Kodesh Yishalim, that you pay to the same Kodesh that you took from. And in that pasuk, it concludes that chamishisa yosef olav, your moisef the chaimesh on the keren. So if the keren goes to the same kodesh, then also the chaimesh should go to the same kodesh. That's a hard pshat in Rashi, and it's unrelated to what we spoke about on Daf Beis. Here, there's a unique drasha that the chaimesh goes to the same place the keren goes. Well, so what's pshat in the Rosh? Why does the Rosh say that it goes to Nedava? So Kimaduma the Rosh says it only over here. Normally the Rosh would agree that it goes to the same place the Keren goes. But here, the by Chatzos and Asham, the Rosh holds that the Tashlumin is a din of a Meiser. The Chaimesh is considered a Meiser. The Keren is to pay up what you took from, but the Chaimesh is considered a Meiser.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maror HaMeklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com. Shasilluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Meseches Me'ila is dedicated anonymously in honor of Rabbi and Mrs. Yaakov Metz. This shiur is part 2 of a two-part series.
Me'ila Daf Tes, Shir 2. The topic of today's Shir is Trumas Edeshen and Haitzuas Edeshen. We've seen many important points on these topics in general, and also a lot of Choshev Yisaitis related to our Sugya here in Me'ila Daf Tes. First, just mention a few ideas in Maror HaMeklemis about Trumas Edeshen and Haitzuas Edeshen. There's a machlekes in Yuma Daf Chav Gimel Amen Beis, machlekes Sanoi. Tanakama holds that Haitzuas Adeshen needs to be done with Kayanim Tmimim. Regular Kayanim, who's not a Balmum. But Lazar holds no, that Haitzuas Adeshen is kosher with a Kayan Balmum. Also. So Reish Lakish says there that the same machlekes that we have by Haitzuas Adeshen, we also have by Trumas Adeshen. Also, by Trumas Edeshen, Rabbi Lezer holds that it's kosher with Kayan and Bali Mumin. And Rabbi Yechanan says no. Rabbi Yechanan says that Trumas Edeshen, Kulam Amoidu, that it's an Avoida. It's the Gemara of Mazvir that Reish Lakish says, a Raya that it's not an Avoida. The fact that it's kosher with Shnei Kalim, Pasuk says, that the kohen wears midoy bad umechnas bad yom besaroi. He wears the ksoines and the mechnasayim, but he does not need the mitznefes and the avnit. So it's a raya that it's not an avodah. That's the opinion of Reish Lakish. And Rabbi Yochanan says that even though the Torah only writes two of the begadim, but gila rachmana peksoines umechnasayim, but that's a gila that you need all the big day kahuna. You need all four big day kahuna for the avodah. And therefore it is considered an avoda, and that's why everyone agrees that it's possible with Bali Mum. That's the sugya there. So now we have a nidum in the Rishon that the Fida Tanakama, that a Tosa Deshen needs Kohanim Kshirim. Does he hold that it's also called an avoda? Rabbi Yochanan said that Rabbi Lazar agrees that Truma Sedeshen is an avoda. The Fila Tanakama that a Tzuas Adeshin needs, is possible with Bali Mumin, that also make it that it's called an Avaida or not. So the Meinu Chanan al Yuma says there that it's an Avaida. And that's where the Tanakama holds that it's possible with Kohen and Bali Mumin. But the Rambam in Perk Vez between the Mutsof and Alachat Ezvav says that a Tzuas Adeshin is not an Avaida. Even though he baskins that, like the Tanakhama, that it's possible with Bali Mumin, he still says that it's not an Avoida. Also, Tesis and the Tesis Rosh and Yuma over there, before, that it's not an Avoida, and yet it's possible with Bali Mumin. It's not a mile of an Avoida. But it's still possible with Bali, it's still possible with Bali Mumin. That's Nida number one. Another Nida is when did the Kohen change his clothes? It says in the Torah, that Ufashat is begotten Belovash, begotten Machirim, Kaitis Deshen Yichut Samachim. Samar says there in Yuma, Tarnat Baby Shmuel, begotten Shabishal and Kadir Larabbi, Yumazub and Kais Larabbi. It's not right that he wears the same begotten for the rest of the Avodah that he does for Haitos Adeshen. Haitos Adeshen is like being, is the dirty work. He gets dirty with it, so he has special begotten for that. So Machlekes Rishonim is that only for Yitzuas Adeshin or even for Trumas Adeshin. Rashi and the Ramban al Teira say that only for Yitzuas Adeshin did he change his clothes. Not for Trumas Adeshin. The Rambam in Perek Beis Tanin Musaf and Alach Yod and the Ritva and Yumadaf Yod Beis and the Chinuch and Mitzah Kuf Lamed Aleph, all of them say that he would change his clothes already for Trumas Adeshin. Not only did Yitzuas Adeshin get special clothes, but all the Trumas Adeshin got special clothes. The third Maramakum here is how often was Haitzos Adeshin done? Rashi, in the beginning of Parashat Sav, and also in Chul and Daf Tzadi Menbeis, and Teis and Yuma Daf Chavzayim Menbeis, say that it was not something that was done every day. Only when there was too much Deshin on the Mizmeach, then he would take off the Deshin. But it was not required to be done every day. However, the Rambam in Parak Beis, Tzvizim Musaf and Elochi Yad Gimel, and the rabbit over there in Halacha Zayin, they say that it was a mitzvah kluah every day. Every day this mitzvah, they would take off the deshen. The Mishnah Melech asks on them, it says in the Mishnah that on the Shalosh Regalim, they would leave the deshen there, on the Mizbeach, because there was a noil Mizbeach, to show how many karbanos Klal Yisrael brought, how much deshen was, how many things were burnt on the Mizbeach, how much ashes were left. So there's a noise in the Mizbech to have all the deshen piled up on top. But the Mishnah Melech says, you see that it was not a mitzvah kvua b'chol yoyim. If you had to do it every day, so how were you able to leave the deshen there because of the noise in the Mizbech? So this we'll see a little bit, the answer to this question possibly. Now we come to a very related need to this last point, is the gather of Yitzuas Adeshen. So Mishnah Melech there, Perek Vez, Tzvid Musaf and Halachi Gimel, says Mishnah Melech that the True Zedeshin and Haitua Zedeshin are Chalukim B'Yisoydinam, B'Yisoydin Yonam, what they're coming to do. True Zedeshin says the Mishnah Melech, as a mitzvah Misan Atzma, the Deshin needs Truma. Hashem Kain, Haitua Zedeshin, is not that the Deshin needs Haitua. It's the Mizbeach needs to be cleaned off.
That's why it was only done when there was no makam in the Ma'aracha. But it wasn't be a Seir Achiyuv. That's, he says with Das Rashi. The Shmelech goes weiter, says, even if the Ramam and the Ravid, that it was done every day, it's still the Seir of the Mitzvah was to make a makam for the Ma'aracha. But it was Derech Kavod Shomayla to do it each day. That was a proper way to do it, it said it should be done each day, but not that it's a Chayv every day, like bringing the Tumid and Trumas Hadeshen and these things. The Yisrael is the Ma'aracha. The Mechubitik away says you do it every day. Mela says in the Mishnah Melech, it's Mishnah, my question on the Rambam. I asked on the Rambam that if it's a mitzvah each day, how come on the Regalim, they would leave it there, Mishum Shu Noyel Mitzvah? How could that be Mevat of the mitzvah, the daily mitzvah of a Torah Tradition? Says the Mishnah Melech, now it's Miyoshev. Because now the mitzvah is not mitzvah the deshen, and that's a daily chiyuv to take off the deshen. Beside the din is the ma'aracha. The ma'aracha needs rooms. And that forces us to be mighty the deshen. The neila, when there's an Indian to leave it on, so we can leave it on. If you're mevat, if one day they wouldn't do a mitzvah the deshen, it's not a bitul mitzvah. It's not like kriyashma that if you miss one day, you're mevat a mitzvah. The chiyav is that when you need place for the ma'aracha, and you take off the deshen. The mechubitik way of doing it is each day. If there's an inyan not to do it, it's better, it's more of a kavay not to do it. Maybe noil mizbeach, so they would not do it. However, the Chazon Ish asked the Mishnah Mar Sugya. And our Sugya is a mavur that there's a me'ila in the deshen because of the mitzvah of Aitoas HaDeshen. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yechina. If the whole din of Aitoas HaDeshen is only a din mitzad the mizbeach, but it's not mitzvah the deshen v'chlal. So why is that a reason for me'ila? The deshen is already not since mitzvah, so when you do the trumas deshen. Now you need a makom for your ma'aracha, so you have to take off the deshen. If all the deshen would fly off the mizbeach, we'd be just as happy. There's no din to do a hoytzuas deshen. Just if the deshen shouldn't be, or says there's makom for the ma'aracha. So if so, why is there me'ila? It's a very big question. So the Chazon Ish wants to say, mikirach this question, that this is good with machlekes Rav and Rabbi Yechanan. Meaning, Mishnah Melech is shver. La halacha we hold like Rabbi Yechanan. Mishnah Melech is shver. But it's not a din in the mizbeach. Rabbi Yechanan holds that there is meila because of Yitzuas Hadeshen. It must be that he holds that. It must be that Rabbi Yechanan holds that the din of Yitzuas Hadeshen is the din of the deshen. It's keep in the deshen itself. That's why it's not yet nasim mitzvosay until Yitzuas Hadeshen. But in Rav, says the Chazon Ish, then we will see Takasil Mishnah Lamelech. In Rav that holds that there is no Me'ila, why is there no Me'ila? Why is it called Nas Mitzvosay? Or you still need the mitzvah of Yitzuas Hadeshen. Elmai says the Chazon Ish, that Yitzuas Hadeshen is a din in the Mizbeach, Rav holds, not a din in the Deshen. The Me'ila that does not cause Me'ila in the Deshen, because the Deshen itself is Nas Mitzvosay. That is the mahalach here of the Chazon Ish to argue in the Mishnah Melech. Mikay Har Sugi. However, we mentioned the Rashi Al Teira. We mentioned the first year, the Rashi Al Teira, L'chayr is Mavur, Yelik the Mishnah Melech. Rashi says, V'hayti es Hadeshen ha-tzavar betapuach ve'ein makoim l'ma'arocha ma'yitzi yoyim isham ve'ein zekayva b'kol yoyim avlachum ha-chayva b'kol yoyim. So Rashi says that it was done in order to make a place for the Ma'aracha, like the Mishnah Melech. And Rashi concludes that it's not an avodah every day. That's what Rashi means to say, that because the whole Inyan is to make a makom for the Ma'aracha, Mimela it's not a chayva kavua b'kol yoyim. Not much like the Mishnah Melech. But it's harder kushel duchtei that how they work with Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan says that there's me'ila because of Haytzuas Hadeshen. If Yitzhak Zadeshin is only to make welcome for the Ma'aracha, why is that a reason for Me'ila? So what we have to say is that even though the Mechayiv of the Mitzvah is because of the Mizbeach, that's what's causing us to take out the Deshin, in order that there should be Makom on the Mizbeach to make a new Ma'aracha. That is why, that's the Yisoid of the Mitzvah. It's for the Dinya Mizbeach. But Lemaisa, the Chefs of the Mitzvah is not in the Deshin. Torah said that in order to take the makam, to make a place for the ma'aracha, you need to take out the deshen. So because lemaisa, at the end of the day, there was another avodah that's being done in the deshen, so Rabbi Yechanan holds
that it's still, that's still a reason for Me'ilah. This is L'chayr what we need to say at the end of the Mishnah Melech, which is really the opinion of Rashi and HaTorah, like we brought. Kavanam, this is the sheet of Rabbi Yechanan. And what does Rav hold? So we mentioned that the Chazon Ish says that Rav argues on this point itself. That the din of Yitzhak HaDeshen is a din in the Mizbech and not a din in the Deshen. However, according to the way we said, even Rabbi Yechanan agrees that Yisayit is a din in the Mizbech. And yet there's a Me'ilah in the Deshen. So Cain, it's a little hard to hear what exactly the Machlekes is. Could be another Nakuda, which I learned here from the Karanaira, that Rav holds that even if the Yitzhak HaDeshen is some Kiyom in the Deshen, but for the Din of Nasim Mitzvosai, it's enough that it was finished the Iker Mitzvah of the Chefza. Even if there's some Mitzvah left, but as long as it's finished the Iker Mitzvah of the Chefza, it's already called Nasim Mitzvosai. And there, we mentioned in the first year on this daf, by Murav and Oitza, even though they have a mitzvah of Hashloch HaEitzel and Mizbeach, but that's not a reason for Me'ilah. Their Me'ilah is only till Zrika. They don't have Me'ilah for their din of Hashloch. Tais says, because not a Chashav Avodah, does not need Bidde Kahuna. But we see that the Nath Mitzvah is for the Iker Din of the Chefza. Also we saw by the Purim, Sreifas Purim, there's Me'ilah Achiyuta Chabosar, even though it's still considered a kim of the Sreifa further on, and the person that's Isaac is Matami Begadim. For the din of Nasa Mitzvot is enough that it's this kind of Iker Mitzvah of the Chefza. So Rav says that I agree that the Chitzah is some sort of din in the Deshen. But it's enough with the Truma to be called Nasa Mitzvot. That's already finished the Iker Mitzvah that the Chefza has. And then Rabbi Yechanan says back, because you need Bikti Kahuna, so Bikti Shasei Kai. It still stays in its original Kedusha. It didn't lose that original Kedusha. That could very well be the Machlekes between Rav and Rabbi Yechanan. Another point here is the proof of Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan brings a proof. You need Bikti Kahuna for Yitzhak HaDeshen. He brings the Pasuk, V'lova Shekoyin Midoi Bad. We see that you need Bikti Kahuna. So maybe let's pick Tusha Sekhan. So Pekegan Gilgan Hashat says, Chayr Tzara Lomer Dichsiv Ufashadet Begadav Lovash Begadim Achirim. The Zekhoi Ola Tzara Sadeshan. Aval Akrav Lovash Akoyin Mayri Truma Sadeshan. Pekegan asks that Rabbi Yechon brought the wrong Pasuk. This Pasuk is referring to Truma Sadeshan. Yechon should have brought the Pasuk of Ufashadet Begadav Lovash Begadim Achirim. That pasuk is actually referring to Yitzhak HaDeshen. That is a good question on the sugya. Kager says to look at the Chumas Me'il Shmuel, Oisamech, what he says about this. So in the Me'il Shmuel there, he says that this Gemara is a proof to the Shita of the Rambam and the Chinuch that we mentioned earlier, that the din of that he Kohen would switch his clothes for Chumas HaDeshen. So quotes the pasuk of Trumas HaDeshen, because already for then he'll be switching his clothes. That's what he says. But maybe add on to this that the point of Rabbi Yechanan was to say that it's still b'kedushasei kai, that the deshen is still b'kedushasei that it had beforehand. We see the time that he switched his clothes was not for Yitzhak HaDeshen, rather for Trumas HaDeshen. It's not just that he could have quoted the other pasuk. He's vidavka quoting this pasuk. Not to tell you derech, just derech agav in the chiddush of the Rambam. But because if we go b'shitas Rambam, he already changed his clothes for Trumas HaDeshen, so Rabbi Yechanan is saying, I see that Trumas HaDeshen and Yitzhak HaDeshen are one thing. They're one continuation of the avoid of getting rid of the Deshen. So just like with Trumas HaDeshen, it's still b'kedusha say. So who didn't for Hoytzua Zadeshen? It's also B'kedushasei. That can be defined in the Gemara, Lefi, the Yisrael of the Me'il Shmuel. If we argue on the Rambam, we hold the Shittas Rashi in the Ramban, that he switches clothes only for Hoytzua Zadeshen, so we have to say, Balabatish, what Shager here is Merami's, that Rabbi Yechanan says, listen, for Truma Zadeshen, I know that you were B'kedi Kahuna. And then it says, Ufashatas B'godov, Lavash Begadim Achirim. So it's mashma that the Begadim Achirim that he wore for Yitzhak HaDeshen were similar to the first Begadim.
So it's also the first begadim were big day kahuna. Who I didn't fight to Azadesh, and they're also big day kahuna. They were a lower quality of clothes, already worn out, but to a certain degree. But if the first begadim were big day kahuna, then I see from that that also it's mistaver, that also the second begadim were also big day kahuna. That we have to answer Balabatish according to the other Rishayim. But if the Rambam, Gemara is a Gevaldik, it's telling us that you already switched his clothes for Trumas Hadeshin, and a Trumas Hadeshin is just a continuation of that, and it's still Bukhtu Shah Seikai. Another point here is the Yeshita, Shita Divi Matzchel Rav and Divi Matzchel Rabbi Yechanan. Shita asks the obvious question that Shimus Ari in the Sugya. After learning the Sugya Numa, we mentioned earlier the Sugya Numa, Machlekes Rabbi Yechanan and Reish Lakish, whether Trumas Hadeshin is considered an Avodah. And there's Machlekes Rabbi Tanakama and Rabbi Lazar, whether Hitzuas Hadeshin is kosher in Balimumin or not. That's the Sugya there. So the question there, the question of that Sugya, is Hitzuas Hadeshin called an Avodah? Is Trumas Hadeshin an Avodah? Hitzuas Hadeshin is definitely not an avodah lefi Rebbe Lazar, lefi the Tanakam Yesh Lodim, whether it's an avodah. One, that's the need in there, whether it's an avodah. And then we have another sugya by us, dealing with the question is there me'ila or not? That's the same question. If it's an avodah, then there is me'ila. And if it's not an avodah, there's no me'ila. That's what we would say. But the Gemara in either place, neither by us, nor in the sugya in Yuma, does the Gemara compare these two sugyas? So obviously these two sugyas are different. Why are they different? L'chari should be the same shaila. So the Shita says that even if you see that there, it is considered an avodah. But here, Rav holds that there's no me'ila because you did not do Hitzos Hadeshin every day. So it's not considered an avodah that should cause that there's still me'ila. That is the opinion of Rav. And Rabbi Yechanan says the other way, that even if we'll say there, that it's not an avodah, but still, because it needs to be de kahuna, so therefore there's an ila in the deshan. But she still didn't explain so much. What exactly is the nakuda to distinguish between the two sugyas? L'chor, what the shita means to say is that there the question is mitzad the gavra. Is the gavra being oitzik in an avodah? And that's the Gemara's proof. If it's kosher and vali mumin, it's not considered an avodah mitzad the gavra. Or two begadim, or four begadim. All of that is to show whether it's an avodah mitzad the gavra. Here Rav says, let it be an avodah mitzad the gavra. I want to know if it's finished the mitzvah of the deshen. Mitzad the chefza. Does the chefza still b'kdusha say? Is the chefza not the mitzvah, so the chefza needs more avodahs? Says Rav, that if it's not an avodah kvu every day, then the chefza is no longer b'kdusha say. Because we have very simply, according to the Chazon Ish, the fact that it does not need hitzah every day is a proof that the yisod of the avodah is an avodah in the mizbech and not an avodah in the deshan. Or according to the other way we set up either Karen Eira, Pshat could be that Rav is proving that it's not the ikar din of the chefza. The ikar din of the chefza is finished. Tari truma as a deshan you do every day. Hitzah as a deshan you only do from time to time. So obviously the ikar mitzvah of the chefza is the truma and not the hitzah. That's the opinion of Rav. And Rabbi Yechanan says the opposite. Even if we'll say that hitzah as a deshen is not an avodah mitzad the gavra, mitzad the chefza tia an avodah. It's the mitzvah that has to happen in the chefza. And that mitzvah is a raya that it's so b'kdusha say. Maybe not. Maybe it's tam a mitzvah. Says Rabbi Yechanan, if it's a mitzvah which needs big day kahuna, that proves to me that the chefz is still b'kdusha say. Even if you don't consider this avodah to be an avodah mitzad the gavra, mitzad the chefza, it's all enough to prove that it didn't finish up its mitzvahs. That's the kavan of the shita to mechalek here in the two sukkahs. Another point here about Trumas Hadeshin is where did they take the Trumas Hadeshin from? So in the Shita, here a nice test, Shita says that they put all the Afer in Tapuach, and then they took Trumas Hadeshin from the Tapuach. That's before in the Shita.
also teis enaf tesim beis mitech l'shoinam for like the shita. Oymi hadeshen shal gabi atapuach l'choy. Hadeshen on tapuach is oymi for truma. Before that, truma's hadeshen was taken from the tapuach. It seems that the makar to this shita is the lashon of the Gemara by us. The Gemara says machlikas Rav and Rav Yechanan about nenemi efer tapuach. And then the Gemara goes on to explain which efer tapuach. What if it before truma's hadeshen? And efer agrees that there is a meila. Elamai means after truma's hadeshen. So clear in the Gemara that also before truma's hadeshen, the deshen is called is already in the tapuach, an nenemi efer tapuach. So that's, it seems clear, from the Lashon HaGemara it would seem that Trumas Hadeshen was done from the Tapuach. However, in Rashi, here, Devar Maschil, Hanene, the Mavur, the Trumas Hadeshen was done from the Ma'aracha. Also, Tayyaz in Zvachim and in Yuma, also Mavur, Tayyaz in Zvachim, Taf Pevavim Abbeis, and Yuma Daf Chaf, Mavur, and Tayyaz that Trumas Hadeshen was done from the Ma'aracha. And that's definitely the pashas of the Mishnah in Tamid. At the beginning of the second parak, the Chav Ches and Beis in Tamid, it says that one kohen did Trumas Hadeshen, and then after he came down, so then all the rest of the Kohanim would go and they pile up Hadeshen onto the Tapuach, and then the Mishnah tells you what the Tapuach is. It definitely sounds like the Trumas Hadeshen was done from the Ma'aracha. And then only afterwards we're introduced to the Tapuach. Karim would put all the deshen on the tapuach, and then eventually do haitzos the deshen from there, like the Mishnah says. There's definitely a pasha dvarim, like Rashi by us, and teis in Zvachim, and in Yuma, but the teis in the Shita by us are mashma that the trumas deshen was done from the tapuach. Another point here is, it's a fascinating chiddush from the Sar Mikutzi. Teis in Aftetim and Beis, Yom Masov Vechulon. Taiz asks the question on the Gemara. The Gemara on the Beis brings a proof to Rabbi Yechanan from the fact that a gacheles, your machzir, to the Ma'aracha, it's a raya that there's me'ila and haitzos hadeshen. So the Gemara is very difficult to understand. All the Rishonim are bothered. Maybe the reason you're machzir the gacheles is because of the mitzvah of trumas hadeshen, not for haitzos hadeshen. Therefore, should be l'kulei alma. That you put it back on the Mizbeach. So we mentioned in the first year the opinion of Rashi. Rashi says that it was a gacheles of Eitzim and not of Emurim. Rashi says that if it would be for Emurim, then you would put it back on the Mizbeach, even if it fell off the Mizbeach. You'd put it back on, because there's a din to be put things back for Trumas Hadeshen. El and I are referring to Eitzim, which have no din of Trumas Hadeshen. So the whole issue of putting them back is for Haitzos Hadeshen. That's why the Gemara had a proof to Rabbi Yechanan Keneged Rav, because we cannot explain this about Trumas Hadeshen. That's the opinion of Rashi. Teis by us in the first Teretz, and Teis in Zvachim and Yuma, is marked with other explanations to answer this question. Teis in the end brings the Teretz to the Sar Mikutzi. Sar Mikutzi says, Trumas Hadeshen you never have to worry about. You never have to put things back for Trumas Hadeshen. Why not? Says the Sar Mikutzi, Har Be Hadeshen Yesh Litroim. There's plenty of other deshen. We don't need this one specifically. That's the opinion of the Sar Mikutzi. So, the question is, why is this different than Haitzos Hadeshen? If you do not need to put it back for Trumas Hadeshen, because Harbei Deshen Yesh Litroim, so why do you need to put it back for Haitzos Hadeshen? So, Rav Aaron Cutler, in Mishnah Rav Aaron, Sugya Simen Ches, Sifkatan Beis and Gimel, find their clears about the whole gedder of Trumas Hadeshen. Trumas Hadeshen was only done from a small portion of the deshen that there was. There's a lot more deshen that you did not actually do Truma to. Says Ron, what's the gedder over here? How does this little deshen affect the rest of the deshen? Once Adar Baran says, we can look at it like Trumas U'Maisris. That a person is mafresh a little bit. Only does the maisaf frush on a small portion. That works for everything. It works to be matir, the shirai. So it was done on a certain chilek, only on that chilek. But it's chal on all of the tvua. That's what we have by Trumas and Maestras. Is that the pshat by Trumas Hadeshen?
Or we say, no, the Truma HaDeshen really is only key in the Deshen that you take. Only the actual Deshen that you're taking, and that was this kind of Truma HaDeshen. Why is there Me'il in all of the Deshen, if he's the second Sadr? In the first Sadr, it's a key in the whole Deshen. So all of the Deshen needs Truma. Well, if he's the second Sadr, that only the Deshen that you take has a key. So why is there Me'il in all of the Deshen? So we have to say, that because each piece of Deshen is shaykh and oimir for the mitzvah of truma, even though it might not win out, the kohen might take a different piece, but each piece, it can be mekuyim in it, the mitzvah of truma. So it's called as oimir lemitzvasei. And that's already a reason that there should be me'ila in each piece of deshen. So Baran says that this machlekes is machlekes between sar mikuzi and all the rishonim. The other Rishonim behold that the Kim is a Kim in all of the Deshen. And that's why there's Me'ila in all the Deshen. There's also why they hold that you have to put back the Gacheles for the Mitzvah of Trumas HaDeshen. Because even though there's a lot of Deshen on the Maracha, but this Deshen needs a Kim of Truma. So that's why it needs to be returned. That is the opinion of the Rishonim. Sar Mikutzi, however, holds that it's only a Kim in this Deshen itself. There's no kiyum in the rest of the deshen. Meila, if there's higher deshen yesh litroim, then there's no need to put back more deshen for the kiyum of shmiz deshen. So why for itzas deshen you do need to put it back? So it's pashut. Itzas deshen is for sure a kiyum in each piece of deshen. Itzas deshen was done on all of the deshen. So according to Beichanon, That means that it's still b'ktu shasei, and then there's still me'ila because of that. So that's a kiyum. That kiyum of haitzah was on each piece of deshen. So each piece of deshen still needs the haitzah. It's a din that the cheftin needs haitzah. So therefore, there's a din to put it back for haitzah as a deshen. Hashengin trumas a deshen, according to the Tzar Mikutzi, is only a kiyum in the deshen that you take. So if harbei deshen yesh litroim, that means that the rest of the deshen that now fell off, the gacheles, fell off of the maracha, there's no need to put it back for trumas adeshen. Because that trumas adeshen can be easily mekuyim in the rest of the deshen. That is the mahalach of Baron Cutler, a beautiful mahalach to explain this machlekes. Baron brings her the Yerushalmi in Perek Beis of Yuma, says the trumas adeshen is like kmitza. You need to at least shirayim. You can't take all of the deshen for trumas adeshen. And also there's a shir koimit in trumas adeshen like there is by kmitza. So it's a little bit, it's not murach, but it definitely sounds like from the Yerushalmi, like the Rishonim, not like the Sar Mikutzi. That has dinim of similar to kmitza, that it's a kiyum in the rest of the deshen. It's a kiyum in all of the deshen. And that's why it has some dinim of that's why you need to leave shirayim. It should be mekuyim and also in the rest of the deshen. Not just in the deshen that you take. Oh. Another important nekuda here about trumas adeshen. The trumas adeshen has two halakim to it. You first take the deshen off the mizbeach, and then you put it down on the side of the mizbeach. Are these two parts halakim of the mitzvah of trumas adeshen? Or the hanocha is, no, the hanocha is a separate mitzvah. So in Rashi by us, we see clearly, Rashi says, and the testament out to be Rasul Hanan. Rashi says you take all the kohen takes the deshen off the mizbeach. The zeu trumas adeshen. And then Rashi says you put it down on the side of the mizbeach and it's nivla over there. There's a nace that happened that it disappeared over there. Hakobanan is mavur in Rashi that trumas adeshen is finished when the deshen comes off of the mizbeach. And afterwards, there's a separate mitzvah called Hanochas HaDeshen. However, in Tesis and Zvachim, it's Zvachim Muchanat this way. Tesis and Zvachim, that's Hamachdal and Meralef. Ask the question, that the Gemara darshins, there's a Me'ila in Trumas HaDeshen, even after Shinas Mitzvasei. Trumas HaDeshen is an exception to the rule, and it's one of the things that has Me'ila, even after Nas Mitzvasei. Ask Tesis, when did that happen? When was a person mayel? As soon as you put it down on the floor of the azara, it was nivla. So there's no opportunity to be mayel. As soon as the mitzvah is over, it disappears. The answer is Taisus. In the first teretz there, maybe the trumas adeshen itself was not nivla.
The Gemara says it was nifla, means only the murah and the nights of an oif was nifla. But the Chumash Edeshin was not nifla. It's one tarot in Taisis. Taisis also answers that it wasn't nifla right away. It took time to be nifla. So during that time, a person can be mayal. Those are the tirutim of Taisis. Well, if you Rashi, the question of Taisis is not shver. If you Rashi, that the mitzvah of Chumash Edeshin is finished, you take the deshin off of Mizbeach, so you can understand that the pasuk comes to tell me that there's a me'il in Shumas Deshin even once you took it off the Mizbeach. Even before you put it down, it was just taken off the Mizbeach, there is still me'il in Shumas Deshin. It's true, once you put it down, it'll be nivla right away. But Shumas Deshin is already finished as soon as you get off the Mizbeach. And that's the kind that a person can be me'il in Shumas Deshin la'achash in Atzis Mitzvase. And if we're like Meduikvah like this in our Rashi says that it's Nivla. Not like the first Tarets of Teis and Tzvachim holds that the Chumash Edeshin was not Nivla. Rashi holds that it was Nivla. And the Simas Advarim is mashing that it was Nivla right away. So when was there Me'il and Chumash Edeshin after Natsa Mitzvasei? If you Rashi, it's in Zavatim Yoshev. And that's talking about from the time that you got off the Mizbeach till the time that you put it down. It seems to be the Machlekes Rashi and Teisus. Basically, these two drachim we already have in the Teis Yishonim and Yuma, and the Chavdalim and Aleph, Tiver Masal Ema. Teis Yishonim asks that it's before in the Gemara there that Chumash Edeshin is called an Avoida Tama. It's called an Avoida She'ena Chare Avoida. No other Avoida is to be done to the Deshin after Chumash Edeshin. And therefore, if the Zar does it, he's Chayiv Misa, according to my Mandamer there, because a Zar is only Chayiv Misa and an Avoida Tama. So ask the Teis Yishonim, so why is Chumash Edeshin called an Avodah Tama? How you still need the Hanacha? You still need something else to happen to this same Deshin that you took off. You need something else to happen. In fact, the rest of the Deshin needs Haitzah, that's other Deshin. But in this Deshin that you took off, there's still more Avodah to be done to it, because you still need Hanacha. Answer to Teis Yishonim, that Hanacha is the Chelik of the Ikar Mitzvah. It's not called a separate mitzvah, it's rather called the Ikra mitzvah. And second teretz of the Teis Yishonim is that Anochas Adeshin is kosher bizarre. So it doesn't make it an avoida. Only things which are avoida, if it needs another avoida, then it's called not an avoida tama. But here it doesn't need avoida because it's kosher bizarre. So it's very clear in the Teis Yishonim, this is the shakel tire of the Teis Yishonim. The whole way through. Teis Yishonim at the beginning assumed that Hanochas Adeshin is a separate Avoida. Meila Teis Yishonim says that it's an Avoida that needs another Avoida. The Truma still needs the Avoida of Hanocha. That's the opinion of Rashi by us. The Truma's Adeshin is finished when you get off the Mizbeach. The answer to Teis Yishonim, no. The Hanochas Adeshin is a chelik of the Iker Mitzvah. It's not a separate avodah, it's a chelik of the Iker Mitzvah. And that's why it doesn't need more avodah to be done to it. It doesn't need a separate avodah to be done to it. And Teis Yishonim in the second Teretz goes back to the same yisoid of his question. That really it's something else, Hanochas Adeshin. It should be a different avodah. Answer Teis Yishonim, it's so separate that it's not even an avodah. It's even kosher bizarre. That's how separate that it is. So that's very clear that the whole Shach of the Teis Yishonim is around this point. Whether it's an avoid, whether it's a chelik of the avoid of Chumash Edeshin, or it's its own chelik, or its own avoid. L'chayru even have a Yerushalmi about this chakira. Yerushalmi says in Yuma Perek Beis Halacha Beis that if a person takes the deshin off of his beach, and before he puts it down, the wind comes and blows it away. It's machlekes in Yerushalmi whether he needs to go up and do Chumash Edeshin again. So L'chayru would say that this goof is a shayla. If Hanochas Adeshin is the Gemara of Chumas Adeshin, so you didn't yet finish. So you now need to go do Chumas Adeshin again. Because you did not yet finish the Chuma. But if Hanochas Adeshin is its own chelek, then you finish Chumas Adeshin. There's no reason to require you to do Chumas Adeshin again. That's L'chayru we would say. But that is a mistake in Shad in the Yerushalmi.
because Yerushalmi is tailed this machlekes, this nidoin, in the machlekes of Yerchan and Reb Chanina. If in the middle of Raktaras HaKoimetz, the wind comes and blows the Koimetz out of the fire, we don't have it anymore. Is it matter the Shirayim? Is it a key of the Akrav of the Koimetz? That's the machlekes of Yerchan and Reb Chanina. So there, definitely, we need the Gemara of the Akhtara. The Gemara of the Akhtara, it's all one Akhtara. The question that there is there is when something finished the first part of its din, its first kiyum din that it has. But it didn't finish the whole way through. And now the wind blows it away and we can't finish up anymore. Is it enough with the beginning, with the Iker kiyum, to say that you're done? Or no, or you need more? That's definitely the nidin of there about the Koimetz. And Yerushalmi is saying that's the same nidin that it would exist by Chumas Hadeshin. Im came from before in Yerushalmi. That Avadat HaNocha is a chelik of the Chumas Hadeshin. What the nidin is, when you finish the Iker chelik of the Chuma, but you didn't yet furize entirely, you still have something left to be done, and now you cannot do that, is that Ma'akev? Or no, it's not Ma'akev. It's enough that you finished the Iker mitzvah of the Chumas Hadeshin. That's what comes out from the Yerushalmi. It comes out from the Yerushalmi that everyone agrees that the Anochas Hadeshen is the chelik of the mitzvah of the Truma. For the last point for today, I want to talk about a similar hakira that exists by Hitzuas Hadeshen. Hitzuas Hadeshen really has two parts of it. First, taking the Deshen off of the Mizbeach. And secondly, bringing the Deshen out of the Beis HaMikdash. So Bepashtus, it's all one mahalach, it's all one din, one mitzvah. You take it, it's on the ma'arach, it's making problems. Take it off from here, and then you take it off out of the mikdash. It's called v'hoitzi, because it refers to the fact that he takes it out of the Beis HaMikdash. But that mitzvah of taking it out of the Beis HaMikdash starts from the mizbeach. The Kohanim take it from the mizbeach, and then they continue on out of the mikdash. That would be the Pashtus. But the Rambam, says, splits up into two mitzvahs. Rambam in Perek Beis of Tmina and Musafin, Halacha Yud Gimel through Tetzvav. Says the Rambam, in Halacha Yud Gimel, that the Kohanim, after Trumas HaDeshen, they would shovel all the Deshen to the Tapuach. And then they bring it off the Maracha. They bring it off the Mizbeach. Muridim Eseh Lamata. Uvergal Moim Muridim Eseh Lamanich Na Reim Agvaya Bemsa Mizbeach. So that was the end of taking the Deshen off the Mizbeach. Then comes the Rambam in Halacha Yud Aled. Any kohen that wants can take that deshen that was brought down, and they take it out of Yerushalayim. There was no pious for this, but anyone that wants to can do it. Halacha tesvav, avapish ein also luchutz avoda, ein bali mumin moitzin oisai. They say, Tzol Lachutz, even though it's not an Avoda, Bali Mumin can't do it. So here the Rambam definitely talks and makes many dinim about the din of Hitzuas Hadeshen. Hitzuas Hadeshen starts once the Deshen is already off of the Mizbeach. The Rambam learned that the Machlekes and Yuma, with the Bali Mumin or Kasher, applies to this aspect of Hitzuas Hadeshen, which starts after the Deshen is off of the Mizbeach. So the Rambam looks at it as two separate mitzvahs. Akadikach, that the Mishnah Melech says, Shemelech and Perek Beis, Halacha Yud, says, even though the Rambam says that Hitzuas Hadeshen is not an Avoda, but taking the Deshen off of the Mizbeach is yet called an Avoda. Two separate mitzvahs. This is yet an Avoda, that's not an Avoda. And the two separate inyonim. That's before in the Mishnah Lamelech. Meister Bishr Zalman, there in Perek Beis, Halacha Yud, argues with the Mishnah Lamelech. He says, even though there are two Halakim, but also taking the Deshen off the Mizbeach is also not called an Avoda. That's the machlokes they have between them. Akoponim, you said it before in the Rambam, that there are two different aspects of this Hitzuas Hadeshen. One is taking it off the Mizbeach. Another aspect is taking it Michutz LaMachane. So today, Baruch Hashem, we see a lot of Yesaidis here about Trumas Hadeshen and Hitzuas Hadeshen. First we brought the Nidin, whether it's called an Avoda, whether it's kosher with Bali Mumin, and whether it's two begadim or four begadim, the Sugya and Yuma. We have brought the Machlekes Rishonim, when the Kohen switch is closed. Is that before Trumas Hadeshen or before Hitzuas Hadeshen?
They also brought the Machlekes Rashi in the Rambam, whether Hatzos Adeshin was done every day, or only when it was needed to, when there was no room on the Maracham. Mentioned the Chakir, the Mishnah Melech, was, what's the site of the Adin of Hanochas, of Hatzos Adeshin, was it in Mitzad the Mizbeach, or Mitzad the Deshin? Mishnah Melech says that the Kulam is Adin Mitzad the Mizbeach. Chazan Yisroel said that Kubuz Machlekes Rav and Rabbi Yechanan was mitzad the deshen or mitzad the mizbeach. Also spoke about the question of Rabbi Kneger and the Meal Shmuel, why Rabbi Yechanan brings the wrong pasuk. Also spoke about the shita, about the difference between the sugi by us mitzad the chefza and the sugi Yuma zaning mitzad the gavra. Mentioned that Rashi and Tais hold that Shmuel Sedeshen was done from the Maracha, but it seems from the shita by us and the Tais by us that it was done from the tapuach. Mentioned the big chiddush of the Sar Mikutzi. There's no din of to put something back for Trumas Adeshen, because Har Bei Deshen Yesh Litzrayim. And yet we spoke about the nidanim of what are the mitzvahs of Trumas Adeshen and Hitzvahs Adeshen. Does the mitzvah of Truma include also the mitzvah of Hanacha, where there's two mitzvahs, and Hitzvahs Adeshen is the taking it down and taking it off. Is that one mitzvah or two mitzvahs? Adkan for today, for this year, about Trumas Adeshin and Chitzuas Adeshin.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Klaimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.